You're listening to Insights with Exonia Bank, a series of conversations from our experienced team of bankers. Today's host is Tom Pasch, Vice President of Commercial Lending, and he will be talking with Bob Mudler, a local business owner in Watertown that owns Total Waste Solutions and Fourth Corner LLC. Bob is very involved with the community and the development of downtown Watertown. I'm happy to introduce Tom and Bob.
All right. Good afternoon, everyone. Thanks for joining us. My name is Tom Pasch. I'm the Vice President of Commercial Lending here at Exonia Bank, covering the Dodge and Jefferson County market. And it's my pleasure to bring you today a discussion with Bob Mudler, a citizen of Watertown that we all know and respect and has accomplished a lot of great things around here. And this is an opportunity to get to know him a bit more. Good afternoon, Bob.
Good afternoon, Tom. How's it going?
Good. Thanks for being here.
Good. Thank you for having me.
So I spared a bit of your intro or your bio because I want to give you the chance to talk more about it than me. So I'd say the best way to start off is to tell us a bit about Bob Mudler, where you came from and what brought you to where you are today.
Sure. Well, I don't know how far back we want to go. My parents moved us here in 1983 when I was going into fifth grade. And aside from about a 7-year stint of living in the Madison area, about 14 years ago, my wife and I decided to move back to Watertown and plant our roots, or I should say for both of us, replant our roots because my wife happens to be from Watertown as well. So we moved back to town and decided to, become invested in our community and raise our family. 11 years ago, I started my own consulting firm called Total Waste Solutions. Which is doing well and thriving. We can talk about that a little bit later, I'm sure. And then about 3 years ago, we started a property management company called Fourth Corner LLC. So aside from having three kids, sixth grade, fourth grade, third grade, a 4-month-old puppy, and two businesses, we're pretty busy.
That's awesome. So yeah, I didn't know that. So you're not originally from Watertown. Your wife is.
Correct. My wife was born and raised, and I actually came from Marinette.
Okay.
So my dad was the business manager of the public school district up there, and then he got a new job here in Watertown, and that's what brought us here.
And you've done a lot in the time you've been here. So I look forward to talking about Total Waste Solutions and Fourth Corner and digging into that a little more. One thing I do want to cover, though, is how much you give to this community and the ways you give back. And it's really been an example and encouragement to many others to get involved. So share with me just a bit about the organizations and groups you've been involved with and you're currently involved with.
Well, thanks, Tom. I appreciate you recognizing that. This stuff is kind of hard for me to talk about. I'm a very humble guy. I would rather listen than talk, but I'll do the best I can. I think about 11, 12 years ago now, gosh, maybe 13, I'm losing track of time. Nate Salas and I were seeking a professional group to become involved with. And he had recently moved back to Watertown. I had recently moved back to Watertown. We were playing basketball one morning at the gym and we just got talking. And, we kind of went through the civic groups in town and none of them really fit the bill for us. And, we just didn't want to take our time, effort, and perhaps dollars and, just go join something for the sake of joining it. So we started this small professional group called Yes Watertown. And Yes Watertown has done some absolutely amazing things in its existence for the community. And that's really our sole function is to force multiply and serve the community of Watertown. I'm so proud of the group. I'm so proud of its members. I thoroughly believe there's literally nothing that we can't do. That's how powerful we are. And in a good way, I don't mean that with any negative connotation. But yes, Watertown is something I'm very, very proud of. And I'm currently serving as its secretary and vice president. I've been elected to the Common Council twice for the city of Watertown. Both times I've had to resign my seat. However, the first time was because I started a business in Watertown called Midwest Mattress Recovery. And, our sole mission was to recycle mattresses. Turns out I negotiated a contract with the city of Watertown because then Superintendent Rick Schultz had started a mattress recycling program for the residents of Watertown. And he was shipping his mattresses to some place in Ohio. So he could do business locally and help feed our upstart That was a pretty neat thing. But there's a little piece of state legislation that says you cannot serve on the city council and have a business that does more than $15,000 a year with the city. Otherwise, the state views it as a conflict of interest. Well, the city of Watertown was recycling so many mattresses that we were actually on pace to do well more than $15,000 a year in business. So I had to talk with the then mayor, John David, and I said, listen, I have a decision I have to make. Either I continue on with Midwest Mattress and keep growing that business, or I remain an elected official. And of course, you know, the answer was sort of a no-brainer.
Yeah, there's a monetary component there that probably had to be considered.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So that's what forced my resignation the first time around.
Okay.
So then I ran again in what year was that? 2018?
Yeah. Yeah, you took out the now mayor.
Correct. So I ran again for District 1 in 2018. And then my wife and I decided to move. And it wasn't in the plans at all, but an opportunity came our way that we couldn't pass up. And the move brought me from District 1 to District 6, which made me ineligible to serve as the District 1 Common Council member. So unfortunately, after about a year, I had to resign my seat as well. These are kind of longer stories, I guess, but
this is what it's all about, is getting to know, we don't want to just know about the business. We want to know the guy behind it.
Yeah. Well, so... Yeah, I guess the bottom line is I have served two partial terms on the Watertown Common Council, which I really enjoy and I really miss it. I like being in a position where I can, make a positive impact on my community in that regard. And to me, there's absolutely no greater honor or way to serve your community than to hold a council seat.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more.
Yeah, as you well know, my perfectly capable replacement.
But it's a lot of work. It's some long nights and a lot of commitment, but it pays. It pays off for everybody.
It pays off big time. And what a great legacy you can leave for your kids.
Yeah, exactly.
So, but now I serve on, I'm chairman of the Park and Rec Commission. So I still have that appointment. And I also serve on the Plan Commission. So I still am able to serve the city in a little bit lesser capacity.
Yeah, and I would summarize your time in, there'll be more opportunities, I trust, in the future, but you're a situation of quality over quantity in terms of your time on council thus far, which isn't so bad.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
But more to come. I trust you're not going to give up at that, at just those two little runs.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see what the mayor's thinking come re-election.
Awesome. All right, so moving on then in terms of Total Waste Solutions. I think everybody... around the area is pretty familiar, but I'd love to get a summary of what that's all about.
Yeah, unfortunately, and mostly due to lack of my effort, not enough businesses out there know about Total Waste Solutions, because it's an interesting business model, and it is not typical. We are a waste and recycling cost reduction company. So basically, companies hire my firm to manage their trash and recycling programs. And we'll work with... the small church on the corner, you know, that has very little disposal service, as well as healthcare, manufacturing, major property management, and basically anybody that utilizes private trash and recycling service that's looking to save some money. So our firm has been in business for 11 years now. We have a nationwide reach, and it's been a really, really good run. We're very blessed, very, very thankful for the opportunities that this small firm has had, and certainly very, very thankful to our client base that makes it happen.
So quickly break it down, kind of to the simplest explanation. What is the value you bring? You come in and you can, what's the key ways you identify improving or helping someone in terms of their costs?
Well, our primary goal is to save money. So, if a customer is paying $1,000 a month for disposal service, I go through my audit process, which it's very thorough. It's sort of proprietary. I prefer to not give all my secrets away, but I have ways.
We don't need the recipe, right?
Because in addition to running this business for the last 11 years, I have 24 years in the industry now, and I've worked for the major haulers. I've worked in sales. I've worked in operations. I've worked in management. I know exactly how things work. So I use a lot of my knowledge, a lot of my contacts, to to find ways to reduce rates. With that comes contract negotiation. Most people that negotiate their own contracts are signing a contract that the hauler wants them to sign. I turn around and make that contract favorable to the client. Certainly have the ability to get fair market value rates. And then probably the biggest value add is I become your one-stop shop, your single point of contact. And when somebody has a disposal issue, it needs to be resolved right now. Otherwise, nobody cares about it. Nobody cares about trash and recycling service until there's a problem. And when a customer knows that literally 24/7, 365, they can just shoot me a text and say, "Bob, I'm having this issue, solve it." And I solve it, and then they can go back to doing what they need to do to make their company money. So I take the whole program right off their plate. And that's probably the biggest value. And then that boils down to relationships, you know, building relationships, earning trust, and really having a partnership. Is we're financially tied. I mean, every dollar you lose, I lose 50 cents because I should also add, that's how we go about earning our revenue is based on shared savings. So again, we go back to the customer that's paying $1,000 a month for disposal service. If I can get that rate down to $500, there's a $500 savings. The customer saves $250 a month and I earn $250 a month. And that's the only way my company earns its revenue.
Well, there's no better motivating factor than that. Your compensation is a derivative of your success. That's awesome.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Okay. Well, then, jumping ahead, a couple years ago, Fourth Corner LLC comes about. What got you into that? And I know your properties a little bit. So let's discuss.
Yeah, you do. And that's where Exonia Bank has played a big part. And I know we'll get to that too. Yeah, what really got us into this is retirement. I don't have a crystal ball. I certainly don't know what the future holds. The Lord has been good to us for the past 11 years that TWS has been in business. But we wanted something that would add to our retirement bucket. And really something that I would be able to do, once the gig with Total Waste Solutions is over. And I envision having, 10 to 12 properties and just being that guy that drives around, goes and knocks on the doors and cuts the lawn and tends to maintenance needs and just manages my buildings, until it's time to sell them. And then, you buy low and you keep them in good repair and then you hope them to sell high and collect some rent along the way. We currently have two buildings, one on 4th Street, and we just did a major renovation to a downtown property on the corner of 3rd Madison. And we're actively looking for more.
Yeah, what I appreciate and what prompted really want to get in front of you and talk about this is the value you bring to the community. And, people that are getting motivated to go out and acquire these properties, develop these real estate holding companies, and you talk about City Alder and giving back. This is just another version of that, is finding these blighted buildings and these broken down old places that need a lot of TLC and the people willing to do that. So, specifically the Madison Street, and I know it's tied to the RDA, and I'd love to hear more about that and how working with the RDA has been a real positive experience and what that's brought to the project.
Sure. Yeah, it definitely, that renovation project absolutely adds value to our community. And that was very important to my wife and I. And I should stress, every time I say I really mean we, because we are 50-50 partners in Fourth Corner LLC. And every decision we make together. But, that was one of those deals that you certainly had to get the building at the right price. Because once the rental started, you didn't know what you were going to get into until you got into it. I tried to put together a preliminary budget and, for the demolition and the reconstruction. There were so many surprises, when you start tearing apart a building that's 120 years old.
Yeah. I can't imagine. I'm thinking, off the top of my head, just a couple of issues I've run into with old buildings. So I can only imagine.
Yeah. Yeah. And this particular building, had been a bar. And it had been an owner-occupied bar, so the owners had lived upstairs, the Kurtz family. I know a lot of their kids, being a Watertonian. Had never been in the bar. I can say that for sure. But even after that, you know, then it was another bar and then it was a real estate agency. So there were so, I mean, it was so choppy and there was just so much stuff going on inside that we just literally had to take it back to the studs and start over.
Yeah.
And then that's where the surprises come in. Yeah. We found booze bottles. We found beer bottles that were hiding in the crevices of the wall, which were actually kind of cool. We found some handwritten notes from the Kurtz family, that was stapled to the studs. You know, some neat historical stuff like that.
Yeah.
But then you also run into, you know, the structure and you realize that, you know, only half of that building was supported with a beam, you know, so, you know, we had to put in another header, to reinforce the other half of the building. You know, and it's just different stuff like that, that all of a sudden you're talking about several more hours in labor and you're talking about the cost of a header and, you know, all of those things that you don't know add up.
Right. What's hiding.
Yeah. But, you know, at the end of the day, we really wanted to embark on this project, because getting back to the value piece, we wanted to be a part of the positive momentum of, downtown Watertown.
Yeah.
And I had said this in another interview, you know, we just wanted to get on board and ride the train with, you know, with the work that you've done on your building and the work that Deerfield Properties has done on its buildings. And of course, the town square and of course, the library renovation and, you know, some of the other pending projects that I know are actually coming up downtown.
Yeah.
We just wanted to be a part of it. And we just wanted to take a blighted building and make it nice again, put a good tenant in there, quality tenant downstairs, quality tenant upstairs, and just really bring value to our downtown.
It's awesome. Yeah. You know, and you give us an opportunity as a bank to get behind these things. You know, we're not going to go out and we're not going to acquire buildings and rehab them like this, but we find these entrepreneurs and these people willing to and philanthropists that are going to get out there and bring this value. And it's exciting for us because we can get behind it and support your needs and everybody wins again. So that's awesome. I got to ask, what was the most surprising thing when you were ripping that building apart? I mean, the one moment where you're like, wow, I never saw that coming.
Oh, Lord.
Or maybe there's more than one. I don't know.
Yeah. I think it has to be the upstairs apartment, the ceiling. There was a fake header. So it was just for show, but it was lodged in between the drywalled ceiling. And it was just about down the middle of the apartment. One side of this header was 3 inches shorter than the other side of the header.
Okay.
So in essence, the ceiling wasn't level.
Oh.
And so, you know, without seeing that upstairs apartment, it's kind of hard to visualize, but it was a little bit choppy. There were definitely rooms. I mean, you saw it, so you remember.
Yeah.
But we really opened it up. We made it bright, open. You know, we just wanted an open concept. And so the header had to go. And so it was working with our contractor to come up with a solution for a 3-inch difference in the ceiling height.
Oh, wow.
Right. So, I mean, if you could picture it, you know, here's your ceiling and here's one ceiling and here's the other ceiling. And somehow we had to get these to kind of go together. So they were.
Oh, at different heights. Right. Yeah.
Luckily, I have the most talented contractor, Billy Wagner, Blackheart Construction, man. He thinks outside the box.
I would say.
And that's what I needed. And there were several instances where he scratched his head. He walked away. He came back the next day and said, this is what we're going to do. And I just said, okay, Billy, you do it.
Oh, blind faith. That's awesome.
But I'm going to add here, and you know, here's a good segue, I think, into the RDA and Exonia Bank. You know, we knew this was going to be a multi-$1,000 renovation. And again, I had put together a budget, but it was a very, very difficult budget to put together. But we did it knowing that the RDA had its revolving loan fund.
Yeah.
And its revolving loan fund's sole purpose is for projects like this.
Yeah.
And we were very, very thankful that the RDA was there. Then they were extremely supportive of our project. And they were the ones that helped provide a bulk of the funding in order to get this project done.
That's great.
However, because these things came up and it wasn't simply, hey, we're just going to take this header out and we're going to blend these ceilings and put a little mud and tape and paint it and be good. It was because these you know, these major dilemmas came up that I actually ran out of money.
Of course.
Because I had a hard time putting together a solid budget. And so that's where Exonia Bank came in, and I was able to come to you and, you know, leverage some equity that we had, in the other property. And you were just so wonderful in helping us put together a plan that we could complete this project and see the results that we see today. So that's the part that Exonia Bank played in as our partner come in and, you know, just really help us resolve that financial problem.
I appreciate you saying that. It's always the unexpected things. You know, you try to plan for all those and you have overruns and you allocate for even for the unknowns, but then things still come up and, you know, just finding a way to adapt and overcome it.
Yep.
That's how it works. Cause at that point you're in motion. You got to get to the finish line. And, it's been a pleasure working with you. And I'm really excited. The outcome is beautiful. I mean, those that have seen the project, the upstairs, the lower, everything's just done really well. And now what was once an eyesore, you know, right in the middle of downtown is really a beautiful building. So more to come. You don't have to give specifics, but I imagine you got some things, cooking in the back of the mind.
Always. Yeah. You know, we've been through, several buildings. Yeah. And I guess I'll just leave it at that. There's opportunity out there.
Yeah, I get you. You can't show your hand yet. You got to wait till the timing is right.
Yeah. Once you make the investment into a project like the corner of Third and Madison, you know, fourth corner has to be pretty selective about what its next project is, because it can't be a complete rental. You know, because aside from money, it takes a boatload of time. Contractors in Watertown are really hard to hire right now because they're so busy. Not that they don't want the work, but I just almost feel like we don't have enough. You know, so there's got to be that happy medium between, you know, you can find a place that might need a little bit of something and you can put a little bit into it and some time and some money and make it look nice. And again, bring value, you know, versus finding that property that needs to be completely gutted. So our eyes are open. We're looking.
Well, I'm excited because you do great work, and I know there's going to be a lot more good things to come. And one year after the next, the downtown Watertown, the whole community is just going to keep getting better with guys like you. Well, teams like you and your wife.
Yeah, well, thanks. It takes all of us. And I've said this before, you know, we just need to get out of each other's way and we need to work together and we need to make positive things happen. And we have a city government that is fantastic. And I'll argue that with anybody, motivated, engaged, and wanting to see Watertown turn the corner. You know, we have a branch with the RDA that's in the same boat, and we have lending institutions that want to help. We have people that have desire. You know, let's just work together, find ways to get stuff done, and make this community as great as it can be.
Couldn't agree more. That's the best summary to cap off a great conversation. So
you got it.
Well, Bob, I really appreciate the time. I know you're a super busy guy, and so I won't keep you any longer, but thank you for jumping on this and sharing all you did. And we look forward to continuing to support you and all that comes ahead in the future. And it's very exciting.
All right, Tom. Thanks to you and Exonia Bank for having me. I really appreciate it.
All right. Take care, Bob.
Thank you so much for listening. We'll be sharing more stories in the episodes ahead, so if you like the information you heard today, please make sure to hit subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Wishing you all continued success. We'll talk to you soon.